I remember the day when I was reading in The Secret of the Rosary about this amazing saint that the Blessed Mother would appear to, and when he was praying the rosary, petals would come out of his mouth miraculously and would make this beautiful vestment that she would wear. I believe that it was red ones for the Our Father and white ones for the Hail Marys. And his Jesuit brothers would come and see him while he was praying the rosary and would be in shock and would leave him in his room praying. When I read that, I realized that's why. Now, that saint's name was Saint Alphonsus Rodriguez. He was an amazing Jesuit saint, and he had an intense way of praying the rosary. Now, some years back, I had been praying the rosary at a retreat that I was on that happened to have his relics. And it was so intense when I would pray the rosary with his relics that as I was holding them, I prayed, God, I would want one of these relics myself. At the time, I didn't really know what they were. Fast forward about a year later, a friend of mine's mother had an aunt who had been a nun. She died. In her possession were two saints' relics. One of them was Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, whose feast day it is today on the day that this is being recorded, February 27th. She contacted me and sent the saint's relic to me. I had no idea who he was. He would turn out to become an immense friend of mine. There were several things that he is famous for, namely for his name, that he was devoted to Our Lady of Sorrows. He died very young. I like to consider him the male Saint Therese. He was a Passionist for about 6 years. He died at the age of 24 of tuberculosis. And in the region of Italy where he is buried, Gran Sasso, which I'll put a map up, he is very, very famous and a huge miracle worker there. Outside of that region, he's not very well known. In fact, in that region, the local people call the Passionist, that's the religious order, they don't call them Passionist, they call them the Brothers of Saint Gabriel. That's how much they love him, and they will simply go and place people near his tomb that need healing, and they will be healed. It's really quite amazing. In my own life, I have experienced his intercession in powerful ways at least a couple of times. One time, my sister was struggling with some things, and I happened to have a relic of his, so I'm actually holding it as we record this video. And she said that, I believe it was actually happened to be on his feast day, that she felt like someone was there and healed her of some things that she was struggling with. So that was pretty amazing. Another time, I was also sick in the hospital. At that point, it had been about 3 weeks. I went into the hospital around February 6th that year, and Lent started the following week. And on his feast day was the day that everything kind of began clearing up for me. It's like as if his feast day hit, and he said stop to the illness. And there are several other stories like that that I can't even remember. But one of the things that really moved me about him was his devotion to the souls in purgatory. It's difficult to find information on this if you look up online. Now, I've read several of his biographies. Well, in one of them, he loved the idea of the act of heroic charity, where you give everything to the souls in purgatory. I've talked about that before. I'll put a link to that video right here. Now, because of this, I gave him the little title of the little apostle of the souls in purgatory, or as I put in the thumbnail, the young apostle of purgatory. So I introduce him to you because he is a great devotee of Our Lady of Sorrows. He was greatly devoted to the souls in purgatory. I hope that he can be a guide for you in this Lent, that you can experience Saint Gabriel's intercession in your life, that you could come to love him as well and experience his prayers and love for you. Now, pray with me this prayer that I will put up on the screen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O good Saint Gabriel, God inspired you to see the passion of Jesus as it was reflected in the heart of Mary, his mother. By her side, you did stand beneath the cross of Jesus, gazing on him as she did, and learning the meaning of love. O Saint Gabriel, we wish, like you, to grow in love for God and all his faithful. Remember us in our trials. Remember especially those who are young. Obtain for us the grace of following Jesus with generosity. Obtain for us also the grace of loving deeply the souls in purgatory. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.